This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESB Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. I'm your voice of the Owls, Jimmy Kelts, here live from the Owls Nest. My sound engineer and producer, Dan, is back at the station tonight filling in for Nick. And we are ready for the Owls senior night. It's the regular season finale. That's why we have a little bit of a late start. We just had our senior night celebration here recognizing the seniors of this year's Bradford Owls team. I actually do want to go over that in a little bit and give them their recognition on air as well. But first, we'll set the stage for tonight. Entering on the road tonight are the Punxsutawney Chucks, and they are one spot below the Owls in the District 9 rankings. Coming in on the season, now this is via Max Preps, which doesn't look to be completely right, but it does have them at 8-12 overall on the season. That could be true, but their District 9 record, they have it 4-7, and it's actually 2-7. So the Punxsutawney Chucks, 2 wins, 7 losses in District 9 play, while the Owls come in with 3 wins and 6 losses. And that being said, earlier today, just hours ago, actually, earlier this afternoon, the District 9 basketball playoff bracket was released, and the Owls did indeed get their postseason berth, which we assumed they would after the Dubois win last Tuesday, the big overtime win against Dubois, which at the time was tied for first place in the division. But with that win last Tuesday, the Owls will actually go on to have one guaranteed postseason game. They will play Punxsutawney next week. They'll play Punxsutawney, scheduled for Thursday. That's the 24th, 6 p.m. in St. Mary's. It's going to be their Class 4A playoff, and Clearfield actually has a bye. That's the reigning champion for the last at least 4 years in a row. That's as long as I've been around in the District 9 basketball scene, and Clearfield has been the Class 4A champ every time. But Clearfield will be waiting for the winner of that on March 1st, the winner of the Bradford Owls Punxy Chucks game will go to Tippin Gym in Clarion University to face Clearfield the following week. But next Thursday also is, as of right now anyways, another Thursday snowstorm, as of today, calling for 5 to 8 inches. So we'll see if that Thursday game does indeed go. It's a 6 o'clock start because they have multiple games using St. Mary's as a neutral site for multiple District 9 playoff games. So if we do get, a large amount of snow on Thursday night, it's possible that they delay that possibly to Friday or even Saturday in that case. But hopefully all things as of the schedule right now, Bradford will play Punxsutawney next Thursday, 6 o'clock in St. Mary's. They're also going to play Punxsutawney right now. Interestingly enough, they have one loss in Punxsutawney from earlier in the season. If we go back to, let's see, at Punxsutawney would have been January 21st. January 21st, the Owls go to Punxsutawney, and it's a 54-41 loss for Bradford. Obviously, that was quite some time ago, almost a full month ago, and these teams change quite a bit week to week, especially now in these COVID times when one positive test can knock out several players. But that hasn't been the case, luckily, as much this season. We've had a few people that have missed a few games, but it hasn't knocked out big chunks of the team like it did in the year before. Now, we'll catch up with Punxy. Their most recent game, 2-16. So 2 days ago, so Wednesday, they had a loss, 65-64. So a heartbreaking 1-point loss against Homer Center. And I don't know who that is. So we'll keep going. February 14th, there was a win, 51-42 win hosting Monita. On 2-11. The 11th of February, they lost to Dubois, a team that the Owls just beat. And they were, I don't know the story of this game, they were kind of run out of the building. It was 60-26 was the final score. And that was 1 week ago today. 60-26, they lost to Dubois, who the Owls just beat. again last Tuesday. So pretty interesting. We'll see exactly what that looks like. I know they had at least a couple of their guys because on that day, Noah Weaver and Kyle Nesbitt, two of their starters, each had 6 points. So they had a couple of their guys at least. I don't know exactly if they had their full starting five. And back on 2-9, we'll go one more before that. They had an overtime loss at St. Mary's, 47-41. They were down by 12 going into the fourth quarter. Noah Weaver scored 7 points. He had 16 total, 7 points in the fourth. They rallied the team back to tie it at the end of regulation, and then they don't score a point in overtime, and St. Mary's is able to come away with a big win there. So that's another District 9 loss for Punxsutawney. So they have had some bad beats, some really close games that have resulted in loss, but they're here now, the fifth team in the division, sitting one back from the Owls. The Owls, as we mentioned, come in with a 3-6 District 9 record. Their most recent games are the loss on the road at ECC. That was 46-43. The Owls kept it close. I believe they had a one-point lead at halftime and then was down by three, obviously, at the end of the game. Had a chance to tie it with a three-pointer, didn't go, and they end up losing by three. Before that was the game at Brookville, a 59-42 loss. Both of those games, Cameron Austin was the leading scorer, 16 at ACC and 14 at Brookville. He also had 8 rebounds in Brookville. The Owls had 11. Cam Austin had 8 of them. Then we'll go back one more to the win versus Dubois. We hosted that here at the Owls Nest, 51-47. Great game in overtime. And February 2nd, to round out the rest of the month, they had a 40-33 win at St. Mary's, that same team that defeated in overtime Punxsie not too long ago. So we are getting ready here, just a couple more minutes of pregame before we get into our national anthem and tip off. And I will give our seniors their respect here, their shout outs that they got here for the senior night celebration. The seniors for this year's Bradford Owls are Cameron Austin. He is a 2-year captain of this Owls team. He's a 3-sport letter winner. He's also the District 9 Rookie of the Year. He's been selected to the All Joe DiCerbo team. He's have a ton of basketball accolades this year. The Coach's Choice Award, the D9 Rookie of the Year. He was named to the Joe DiCerbo All Tournament Team 2 years in a row. He was the 2021 Bradford Owls Basketball Offensive MVP and Randy Stebbins All Team MVP. He's got a merit scholarship recipient and the Thiel Scholar Award. Speaking of which, he plans to go to Thiel College to major in special ed. And he has accepted, I believe, he's got an opportunity to accept a position on the basketball team there and play at Thiel, which is great. He's also named to the Big 30 soccer team this year. Going down to Dalton Dixon. Dalton is also a 3-sport letter winner. He made it on the Big 30 football team this year. He's been on high honors every year of his high school career. He plans on attending Triangle Tech to become an electrician. We also have Nate Gleason, who's another only a single sport player, but he's been playing for the Owls basketball team for 4 years. He's had high honors all throughout high school. He plans to go to the University of South Carolina, USC. He's going to go to USC and major in physical therapy. Nolan Rulo is another 3-sport letter winner who's had high honors his entire high school career. He's belongs to an absolute ton of clubs. He volunteers with, Nolan is a member of the National Technical Honor Society, a BHS volunteer club, Skills USA, the BHS nursing program, and the Bradford Youth Trap Team. So he keeps himself busy as well. He plans to go to the University of Pittsburgh at Bradford for exercise science. Ryan Ward is another 3-sport letter winner. He has had high honors every year. He is a member of he's a United Way ambassador, which is interesting. He plans on going into the tech field or into the Marine Corps. And finally, Jared Wilmoth, who I've sung his praises here for the last 2 or 3 years on WESB Sports. He's been an absolute pleasure to watch play. He is another 4-sport letter winner, 4 sports for Jared Wilmoth. He plans on going to Lock Haven for sports management. So those are your seniors this year for the Bradford Owls. And that sets the stage for tonight. Senior night, the regular season finale against the team that we will see again next Thursday in the playoffs, a team that has one win on us yet. And we would love to split the regular season matchups so we can go in 1-1 and the rubber match will be in the postseason. We're going to pause now for our national anthem. We'll come back with the starting lineups and tip-off for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. We are set now for our starting lineups as the Owls will host Punxsutawney on senior night for the regular season finale here at the Owls Nest. Starting with the visiting Punxsutawney Chucks for the seniors, actually. A couple of them that I mentioned will be starting. Senior Gabe Kingersley will be starting. Donnie Neese will be starting. He's another senior. Kyle Nesbitt will be starting, another senior. Noah Weaver is starting. I have him as a sophomore. And Cooper Hallman will be starting as well. I believe he's a junior this year. And for your Bradford Owls, starting tonight will be guard number 10, the sophomore, Jake Franz. Guard number 10, sophomore Jake Franz. At guard, senior number 13, Jared Wilmoth. Also at guard, but can play forward nicely, senior number 14, Dalton Dixon. At forward, starting senior number 23, Cam Austin. And at forward, starting senior number 42, Nolan Rulo. It'll be your starting lineups tonight. So nice to see Rulo back in the lineup here tonight for senior night as well. He's been starting on and off. He's also come into a few games as a sixth man and kind of slides into every position they want with him. He's great down low. He's become a good ball handler here later in his high school career and a defensive presence for some of the teams that typically outsize the Owls as they are a little smaller this year. Cam Austin is set to take the tip against Punxsutawney. Looks like Ryan Ward actually got the late nod over the sophomore, Jake Franz. So Ward out there tonight. Ward, Wilmoth, Austin, Rulo, and Dixon. Wilmoth with it now. He's going to pass to Austin just outside the right elbow. Owls in their all whites working from left to right. Punxy in all red working from right to left. Wilmoth going to the elbow, kicks out to Austin for three. It's just long, but Rulo hauls in the offensive rebound. Kicks it out to Wilmoth now, who drives in. Little circus shot layup on the right side, and that's good for two. Wilmoth hits the floor and pops right back up. So it's 2-0. The Owls take an early lead. 7:16 left in the first quarter. Punxsutawney goes to work offensively for the first time. The Owls look to be... There's a turnaround layup. A little bit of a hook shot, actually, from Donnie Neese. Looks like Wilmoth might have been trying to take a charge there, but it ties it up 2-2. Dalton Dixon with it now. Head fake on the three-pointer. Kicks it out to Cam. He pulls up his dribble just in front of the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Wilmoth. A little shake and bake on the outside. And then a pass off to the right for Dalton Dixon. Cam Austin cutting down low. It's not there. Ryan Ward cuts behind him. He gives it to Ward. No lane for Ward. So he kicks it back out. Austin drives in. Jump stop. Layup. No good. Punxsutawney with the rebound. Coming back down the other way. Nesbitt with it on the right side. He's going to pass it over to Kingersley. Now we have Punxsutawney running a weave outside and a high tipped pass by Cam Austin. Dalton Dixon with it, trying to hand it off to Wilmoth, and he'll get it there just before the Chucks are able to come in with a steal. Wilmoth with a laser pass down low to Nolan Rulo, and he goes in, little up and under move, and it's 4-2 Owls lead, just under 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Owls are in a full court press here. Punxy breaks through it, but it looks like Wilmoth might have been called for a reach and foul. Yeah, so a foul on Jared Wilmoth. I believe it was Cooper Hallman who got by Wilmoth right near half court. Wilmoth dove in and just got a hand near the arm, the elbow. So a reach and foul. Wilmoth's first, team first. Hunksy inbounds. 4-2. Owls lead. 5:42 left in the first quarter. Going to work here. And Cam Alston with his second steal of the night. Bounce pass down low to Rulo. He comes to a stop, puts up the layup, and he's called for a travel. So as he gathered the pass, it was good, quick hands by the Punxsutawney defenders to slap that ball down low. He was able to keep possession of it, but it did cause him to shuffle his feet a little. And Punxsy almost turns it right back over on the inbound, but Kingersley is able to chase it down. So here's another inbound. Now Punxsy will try to break through this Owls full-court press. Dalton Dixon almost comes away with a steal out of that press, but it's tipped out of bounds. Just can't get enough hand on it. Goes off the fingertips, out of bounds baseline underneath the Owls hoop. So Punxsy will inbound here in pretty good position. Pump fake on the three. Step back, three, up, no good. Cam Alston with the rebound. Outlet pass goes to Wilmoth. Wilmoth will drive in left side, kick it out to Ward. Ward puts up a three. It's off on the right. Dixon trying to chase down the rebound. And it's going to go out of bounds. There was a battle there, and it went out of bounds on Dixon. Last touch by the Owls. Punxsy possession. Still 4-2, Owls lead as we tick down closer to 5 minutes left in the first. Chucks, again, in the backcourt, trying to break through that press. And they do so. Get it over half court. And now they'll have a chance to set up their offense. So here's a high screen, a drive to the right side, kicked out for three, and that's long. It was Kyle Nesbitt, couldn't get it, but there is an offensive rebound, kicked back out for another three-pointer. That one's off the mark as well, and Cam Alston has the board this time. It looks like he might have stepped on the line. He did. So he stepped on the baseline, out of bounds, just the toe, but just enough to turn it back over. It was a great defensive rebound. He came soaring kind of out of nowhere, hauled it in, but just a little bit too much momentum carries him out of bounds. Punxsy inbound and a swing around the perimeter from left to right. That's Kingersley back to the left side now to Noah Weaver. Weaver, prolific scorer. We talked about him in pregame. Their last couple of games, Weaver and Kingersley both in double digits, minus their loss where they only scored the... what was it? They only scored 26 points. Nobody in double digits that game. Here's the out-of-bounds pass by Punxsutawney. So the Chucks turn it back over. Owls inbound to Wilmoth. It's still 4-2 here, halfway through the first quarter. 4 minutes to go in the first. The Owls swing from right to left. Ward ends up with it on the left side. Pass is looking down low for Dixon, who is posted up, but it's kicked out of bounds by one of the Punxsy defenders. So Owls inbound. Cam Alston elevates from about just inside the free throw line, from about 9 feet out. Cam Alston just rises up and drains one. So it's his first 2 points. It's 6-2, and Wilmoth comes away with a steal out of that full court press. Kicks it out to Dixon. Dixon pump fake, drives in, kicks it out. Rulo to Alston to Wilmoth. Great ball movement. Wilmoth down low to Dixon. Dixon kicks it back out. Wilmoth does a little pass fake and then takes a three, but it's just off the mark. Now Punxsy's coming back down the other way in transition. They get a three-pointer out of it, and it's good for Kingersley. So it's 6-5 now with 3:08 left in the first quarter. And it looks like another senior is about to check into the game as Nate Gleason comes by the scorekeeper's table. Just under 3 minutes to go in the first. 6-5. Wilmoth is called for a travel. And Ward will come out for Gleason. So, Jared Wilmoth, Cam Alston, Nate Gleason, Nolan Rulo, Dalton Dixon on the floor for the Owls. Still 6-5 with a one-point lead for Bradford. 2:48 left in the first quarter. Punxsy, there's a drive on the left side. Kicked back out. And a little bit of contact here. Cam Alston holds his face as if he got hit in the face. But he's going to be, the Owls will be called for a foul. So it's on Gleason, his first, team second. And now Gleason with the steal. So he gets called for the foul and then immediately makes up with it by coming away with a steal. Now Dixon working with it Down on the other side, Gleason's going to drive in right side, kick it out to Austin. 2:22 left in the first. Cross court pass to Rulo, who drives in. Tough shot. It's just a little strong and off the back iron. Kicked back out. Now we've got Kangersley coming up the other way. Kangersley steps back, passes it off. Presloyd with it now. Zach Presloyd back to Kangersley up top. Kangersley will take this opportunity to go back to the top of the key, reset the offense. Under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter now. Still 6-5 in favor of the Owls. A little back and forth passing between Kangersley and Presloyd. Kangersley ends up with it. The Owls again still running some tough defense. And as I say that, Cam Alston comes away with a steal. Layup is good. And one. He'll go to the line for an old-fashioned three-point play. Great job from Austin as he got the steal outside the perimeter. And he just had a one-on-one fast break. He goes in, has a couple inches on his defender, who was Gabe Kangersley. Elevated. Kangersley has to foul because he's given up so much size. But Austin's able to finish, and he goes to the line and completes the three-point play. So three the hard way makes it 9-5 with a minute 30 left in the first quarter. Here's a steal again. Wilmoth tipped it loose, and Austin comes away with it. Jump stop, missed layup. And let's see, on the offensive board, I believe Austin's called for over the back. So it's going to be his first foul, team third now. And Punxsy will inbound with a minute 20 left. They are down by four. Radford leads 9-5. Kangersley to Presloyd, right side. Presloyd stops just outside the three, kicks it back to Kangersley. He drives baseline. Outside, a three-pointer up and off the mark. And Austin with the board. Austin over to Dixon to get it across the half-court line here. 1 minute to go. Rulo working down low. Turnaround high off the glass, and it's good for two. 11-5. Owls lead by six. Kangersley, Wilmoth digging for the steal, and Kangersley's called for a travel. So Wilmoth with a hustle play there. Dives for it once, twice, couldn't get it. Goes in for a third time. He's able to create just enough chaos to where Kangersley was almost losing the ball. And when he went in for it that third and final time, Kangersley was called for the travel. So 42 seconds to go. Owls up 11-5 with possession here in the first quarter. Austin working towards the right. They weave, hand it off to Gleason, hand it off to Wilmoth. Wilmoth will take a high screen from Dixon. Dixon will roll, nothing there. Now Austin with it. High screen from Rulo. Austin keeps it. Gives it to Gleason. Gleason almost gets a good look from the free throw line, but quick defense by Punxsutawney. He's able to take that shot away. 14 seconds to go now, so Wilmoth will bring it back up top, and they'll reset and go to work with 7 seconds. Out to Dixon, who stepped on the line. So pass went out to Dixon. Dixon did a little bit of a pump fake, and when he did, his left foot went back and just touched the line. So here's 4 seconds, and referee has stopped it there. Okay, so looks like maybe the timekeeper might have started the clock a bit too soon, maybe. I think that's the conversation we're having. The ref has come over to the scorekeeper table to clear that up. Yeah, so they're fiddling a little with the exact amount of time there. 5.8 is what we got. So 5.8 seconds for Punxsy to go to work. Again, Radford leads 11-5. Punxsy's about to inbound here. 5.8 seconds. Here it goes. Here is Kangersley. He's going to get across half court, and the shot is up and off the rim and glass and no good. A lot of contact there. I believe it was Wilmoth and Dixon near half court line. One of them looking for the offensive foul, didn't get it, and then got a little physical underneath, but no call for either side. So we head into the second quarter, 11-5, Bradford Owls lead. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being
WESB Sports, getting ready for the start of the second quarter here. It's 11-5, Owls lead. Right now, the Owls have three fouls, and Punxsutawney has one. And in that first quarter, spread around pretty well. Cam Austin had 5 points, including a three-point play, layup and one. Jared Wilmoth had two, and Nolan Rouleau had four. So Punxsie inbounds here to start the second. Wilmoth almost gets a steal right off the bat. Creates a little chaos. Franz is in the game for the first time. He almost got the steal. But instead, Prestloyd ends up with it. He gets a rebound. It's a good look, but it rolls all the way around the rim, pops back out. Rouleau gets the rebound. And now Franz, Kingersley goes into for a steal against Franz, and it goes out of bounds. So Jake Franz enters the game for the first time. He's been a starter all year for the Owls. But here on senior night, obviously they gave the tip to Ryan Ward. So Wilmoth, nice backdoor cut, and can't convert the layup. So Wilmoth looks at Rouleau. Rouleau had Dixon cutting baseline. It was a beautiful look. Missed layup on the other side, and Wilmoth has the rebound. He's coming across half court, full head of steam. Slows it down at the perimeter and resets. Gets a high screen from Austin. Austin rolls, nothing there. So Austin will go off in motion off the ball, and Wilmoth will give the ball to Franz. Franz over to Dixon on the right side. Dixon looking at a nice cut from Wilmoth. Layup is high off the glass and too strong. Wilmoth hits the deck, no foul called. Layup on the other side is no good either. As we had in transition, Ryan Higley, but his layup doesn't drop. Now Franz, pump fake on the three. Picks it back out to Austin, who finds Rouleau down low. And he's got another turnaround jumper high off the glass from about 4 feet out. So Rouleau gets his 6 point, and it's 13-5, Owls lead. There's a baseline drive, and Rouleau is going to be called for a foul on the floor, I believe. Counting the bucket, wow. So Rouleau got called for a foul. Almost the NBA continuation rules, if you're familiar, where he got called for the foul well before the shot was up and elevated. But the ref says count the bucket, and he's going to the line for three the hard way. Kyle Nesbitt, the free throw is good. So Nesbitt is able to cut the lead to 5. It's 13-8 with 6:20 to go in the first half. Wilmoth swing around from right to left. And Talon Reese has also entered the game for the first time. And the foul on the Owls here. Called on Dixon off the ball. Not sure what happened there, but it's his first and team fifth. Punxsie, Kingersley with a full head of steam, kicks it out. There's a wide open layup on the right side. And that's good for two from Noah Weaver. Weaver gets his layup, turns around, and runs right into Wilmoth. Wilmoth kicks one out to Reese here on the left side. Reese back to Franz. So on the floor is Jake Franz, Talon Reese, Jared Wilmoth, Nolan Rouleau, and Dalton Dixon. Wilmoth calls for Franz to come back out to get the ball, and he does. Rouleau comes up with a high screen. Franz rolls off, comes up with a decent layup attempt, but it's a tough-looking shot, an awkward shot, and it's no good. Punxsie inbounds there, and there's some confusion on their part as well. It's almost hit Kingersley in the back of the head. He is able to get it, though. Kingersley looking down low, and Dalton Dixon with the steal. Dixon to Reese. Reese has to kick it back out. And Nolan Rouleau with another, this time about 6 feet out, but it rolls in and out of the rim. Kingersley brings it back down. 5 minutes to go in the first half now. It's 13-10. Owls lead by three. At one point, had a pretty nice lead, 11-5 at the end of the first quarter. Cut that down to a three-point lead now. And here's Kingersley for three, and he nails it. It's a tie ball game. Kingersley hits it and then salutes. So it's tied up 13 all with 4.5 minutes to go in the first half. And Rouleau was looking for a cutting Franz. It's stolen. Dixon steals it back, elevates, and he's fouled. What a year Dalton Dixon has had. So he's going to go to the line for two free throws. Dixon has really become one of the strongest all-around basketball players we've seen in some time. First free throw is no good. We've got Nate Gleason and Lucas Johnson entering the game for Jared Wilmoth and Nolan Rulo. Second shot for Dixon is good. So he makes the adjustment and puts the Owls back up by one. 14-13 with 4:20 to go in the first half. Kangersley working. Pongsi gets it across half court. Kangersley open for three. Good defense by Gleason, able to stop it. And a three-pointer doesn't go for Higley. But an offensive rebound cleaned up by Pongsi. Kangersley looking right side. There's a drive in baseline. Higley almost loses it there, but he's able to keep it. Noah Weaver now. Back to Kangersley. They swing around the perimeter. Looking down low, nothing there. Picked up his dribble in some trouble. But Weaver comes out to help. Weaver takes the pass. 3.5 minutes to go now. Kangersley takes a couple steps back to reset. Get everybody in position. Didn't like what he saw there. Kangersley going to work. Tipped pass. Nick Leeson with the steal. Leeson finds Lucas Johnson. And he is blocked. It goes out of bounds on Pungsi. 3:12 left in the second quarter. Still 14-13, Owls lead. Dixon inbounds to Gleason. Over to Franz. 3:06 left in the half. Oh, and Franz tries to pass it to Dixon right as he takes off for a baseline cut. And we'll pause quickly and be right back with Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
Back here at the Owl's Nest, and Pungsi right off the inbound gets a good look after Bradford turns it over from the out-of-bounds pass. But the layup is no good, and Nate Gleason, who's fired up now, just forced a jump ball. So it's Owls possession, and we'll flip that possession arrow back over in Punksy's favor. But the Owls will get it here. Still 14-13 with 2:40 left in the second quarter. Dixon up top gives it back to Franz. Isaiah Fitton's going to enter the game for the first time at the next dead ball. And Fitton's been a spark, a bit of a firecracker all season for the Owls. Franz gets a good look at a three, but it's just off the mark. Here's a drive. Nate Gleason with the quick hands. And Kangersley for three. It's short, well short. But the long rebound gets run down by Weaver. Here's a turnaround and a layup. Well defended, double teamed. Doesn't go the first time. Donnie Neese, but he gets the second chance opportunity and converts for two. And Pungsi has their first lead of the game, I believe. 15-14 for the Chucks. 1:46 left in the first half. Johnson with it. Up top. Dixon looking down low. Franz was looking to cut baseline there, but just didn't have the room. So he's going to come back out and receive the pass up top. Reese works away from the double team. Passes it over to Johnson. Johnson has Franz on the left side and Reese on the right. He gives it to Reese. Franz comes up top and he takes the pass. Now Franz is going to drive in left side. Stop, come back out. 1:10 left in the first half. Still 15-14. Chucks with their first lead by one. Johnson out to Dixon. He has a three-pointer. It's dead on but long and goes to Punxsutawney for the rebound. Kangersley with a really nice pass. A really nice pass to Donnie Neese, who's able to finish it. But Kangersley kind of had to reach and turn to receive the pass that was meant for him. And as he did, he just hit it with one hand and kept spinning, went behind the back right to Neese, who was in great position for a right-handed layup. Now Franz drives left side, and he's blocked out of bounds. So Pungsi leads by three, 17-14. And they block Franz there. That stops the clock with 31.4 seconds left. Lucas Johnson will come out of the game as Isaiah Fitton enters for the first time. Three-point lead for the Chucks. Dixon looking to inbound. Needs somebody to go deep there, and it's going to be Fitton. Fitton will get it in the backcourt. Fitton with a little crossover up top and gives it to Reese. Reese had a very nice JV game prior to this. The JV boys in general had a good game, 53-37. They come away with their win. Isaiah Fitton working near the foul line, kicks it over to Franz. Franz gets a high screen from Gleason, hits Dixon in the corner. Dixon going to drive baseline. 1 second left, and it rolls. Meant to pass it off, but it rolls to half court. And we're going into halftime down by three. It's 17-14. Pungsey leads. And we're going to take a quick four-minute break while I tally up the stats and the players enter the locker room. 17-14, Chuck's lead. We'll be back with our halftime show in just a couple of minutes. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. For a great party, you need great music. Let Hero DJs help make your party great with the right songs for all occasions, including weddings, benefits, graduation, retirement, or house parties. Hero DJs can also light up the dance floor with our state-of-the-art LED and laser lights. Dates fill up fast, so book Hero DJs today for your event. Call 814-368-4141. That's 368-4141, or click the banner on WESB.com. Have a great party with Hero DJs. If you are married or are getting married in 2022, you can be in our 34th annual Wedding Bells contest for a chance at $1,500 and other great prizes. Register to be a contestant now at WESB.com. Wedding Bells 2022 from B107.5 and 100.1 The Hero.
WESB Sports.
To Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Here we are at the Owls halftime show. Both teams in the locker room here as Punxsutawney, the visiting team, leads the Owls currently 17-14. Now, it's not much of a deficit here for the half, but considering the Owls lead at the end of the first quarter, boy, it was quite a turnaround there from the first quarter to the second. We'll go over that and break it down by quarter, and also we'll break down the scoring leaders so far on the night. But first, interestingly enough, if you heard in pregame, if you missed it, they did release the District 9 playoff brackets earlier today. And these two teams are going to meet again in the postseason. Just 6 days from now, next Thursday, both teams will meet in St. Mary's for the semifinal matchup of the Class 4A in District 9. Right now, Punxsutawney has one regular season win over Bradford when the Owls went to Punxsy, and right now sitting with a 3-point lead at halftime of their game here in Bradford. So the Owls obviously preferably would love to win this game. They would split the regular season against Punxsy 1-1, and the rubber match would be in St. Mary's in a neutral site for the playoffs. Winner will go play against Clearfield at Tippin Gym in Clarion University. However, if the Owls do end up falling tonight against Punxsutawney, means they're 0-2 against them and going to play them a third time, and that mentally, you know, can play some tricks on you. So obviously going to want to get a win, a little bit of momentum as they go in for a second game in a row against the same team. So by quarter, in the first quarter, the Owls came out, and they came out firing, really. I mean, Jared Wilmuth with the quick layup. We had Cam Austin with 5 points, including an and one, and Nolan Rulo also working down low in the paint, all got involved in that first quarter, and they held simultaneously while getting involved. They held Punxsutawney to just 5 points in the first. So outscored them 11-5 in that first quarter. Punxsutawney, it was really just Kingersley trying to do just about everything he could do. He's running point, but also out of their 5 points, he had three of them. Donnie Neese also got involved. He's their big guy down low, their forward, who actually is taking a little away. He's much more like a true center. He's very tall, a little lanky, and he's a presence down low, getting a lot of rebounds up there and working down low. But he did have a 1 2-pointer as well in that first quarter, but that was it. So it was 11-5 at the end of the first 8 minutes, and then a complete turnaround for the second quarter. I mean, the entire second quarter was a 12-3 run in favor of Punxsutawney. I mean, I'm not sure exactly what I can specify as the difference in how the Owls played. It was a little bit of a sloppier brand of offense, a lot more turnovers for the Owls. The fouls were kind of there, but they were there in the first quarter as well. They weren't that big of a deal. They were overcome easily, but the offense was much sloppier. Some turnovers, you know, simple ones, travels, stepping on the line and being called out of bounds, stuff like that. And missed a few shots as well, but really wasn't getting the looks, the quality shots that they were getting in the first quarter because they were turning it over so often. And on the other end, defensively, Punxsutawney started spreading the ball around a little bit better. Kangersley is exclusively shooting from outside the three right now, so that's a bit of a problem. Donnie Nice, you know, again, getting involved in the paint, and that opens things up outside. So there's some mid-range jumpers available for guys like Kyle Nesbitt, Noah Weaver, and that's exactly what we saw happen as they went on that 12-3 run over the course of the second quarter. So at halftime now, again, the score is 17-14. We'll break it down real quick by player. We mentioned Gabe Kangersley, his name a few times. He and Donnie Nice both are currently leading Punxsutawney with 6 points apiece. So 6 points apiece for their point guard and, you know, center, their true center. And then we have 3 points for Kyle Nesbitt on a old-fashioned three-point play. And Noah Weaver has 2 points for a total of 17. For your Owls, right now being led by Nolan Rulo, who I believe has as many points right now through the first half of this game as he's had in any single game this season. He's been playing great. They've been feeding him, giving him opportunities. A lot of times he's posted up and so well defended because he spends all of his time down low and he's so well defended, usually maybe double teamed or they collapse in the zone coverage, that he just doesn't get the looks off of a pass. He usually has to do his work off of a rebound, and that's a much harder, more crowded space to get those layups. But tonight he's getting beautiful feeds, turning around, getting them high off the glass, and dropping right in. He's got 6 points tonight, which is wonderful. Cam Austin has 5. They all came in the first quarter, and he spent a lot of time in that second quarter on the bench. I don't think he was particularly in any foul trouble, so I'm curious to see how much time he'll be playing here in the third quarter. Now we have Jared Wilmuth with 2 points and Dalton Dixon, who was 1 of 2 for the free throw line for 1 point. We're going to take one more 30-second break, and we'll be back with the third quarter of action, Bradford Owls Senior Night Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Back for the third quarter of action, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Both teams are now taking to the court. Starting in the second half for the Owls are Dalton Dixon, Jake Franz, Jared Wilmuth, Nate Gleason, and Ryan Ward. Punxsutawney will start with possession and a three-point lead, 17-14, and we are officially underway. Kangersley kicks it out to Weaver. Weaver's on the right side. Now Punxy is obviously working as they switch baskets, working from left to right, and the Owls will be working right to left. Kangersley on the right side, little spin move, hands it off to Kyle Nesbitt. Nesbitt to Weaver. Weaver might have got away with a little bit of a walk there, but he goes cross court, pass back over to Kangersley. Inside now, as Nice goes to work, Nice is going to kick it back out, and a three-pointer up from Weaver. It's off the mark, and Ryan Ward tracks down the rebound. Ward gives it back up, though, as Weaver comes away with a steal. Dixon almost gets it back, but Weaver goes inside, and the layup is up and good for Nice. So it's now a 5-point lead, 19-14. 7 minutes left in the third. The Owls going to work. Franz, a little give and go action. Pass on the baseline over to Dixon. It was a nice pass, but there just wasn't anything there. Dixon kicks it out to Gleason, and he shoots one from the elbow. That's good for two. So Nate Gleason gets his first bucket of the game. And now on the other end, it is Nice again, as he just goes to work here in the third quarter. 21-16. Hunksy leads. Wilmoth with it on the right side, looking to a cutting Gleason, kicked out to Dixon. Dixon pump fake, drives in, kicks it back out. Franz and Nice now with the steal. Nice has so much size on just about everybody that that block was also a steal. He just put his hands up, blocked Franz, and took the ball back with him. Now layup no good, and Punksy coming back down the other way. Kangersley goes too hard off the glass, but Nice with the second chance opportunity. That one's no good. And it goes out of bounds. Apparently last touch by Nate Gleason. So it'll stay Punksy ball. 5:57 left in the third. 21-16, Chuck's lead.
All right, let's go.
So we have Kangersley comes up to collect the pass. He'll take a high screen from Nice. So he's going to shoot a three, and he nails it. Count that one for Gabe Kangersley, his third three-pointer of the game. 24-16, the largest lead of the night for the Chucks. Wilmoth driving left side, and it's just strong off the backboard. And Punksy comes down with the rebound. A really nice drive by Jared, but it's a little strong, a little too much momentum here. Weaver driving in. Now they've got the mismatch, but Wilmoth with a steal. So they went for a high screen by Nice to get the mismatch, and Wilmoth had to switch, so he was covering Nice down low, obviously way outsized, but as they try to pass it into him, Wilmoth just pokes it free. Now Ward tries to put up a little five-footer, doesn't go, he gets his own rebound, kicks it out to Dixon, Dixon to Franz, Franz three-pointer no good, Nate Gleason with the offensive board. Gleason kicks it out to Wilmoth, still 24-16 with 4:45 left, Wilmoth driving, it's tipped out of bounds by Kangersley, and it'll stay Owls basketball. A.J. Gleason set to enter the game for the first time. He's had a fantastic JV season, and the minutes that he has shown here at the varsity level have been fantastic. He actually might have got a little bit more playing time last year as a freshman at the varsity level, but when he comes out, man, he is fiery. So Dixon passes to Franz, but Franz can't handle the lob, and it's stolen by Weaver. And then immediately Franz commits the foul. So his first, team first of the half. And it's Punxsutawney ball, 24-16 with 4:35 left in the third quarter. Here's Weaver up top. Gets it to Kangersley on the right. Kangersley doesn't use Nice's screen, but he pops back out for a three. And he nails that one too. Kangersley with four threes on the night. The only shots that he's taken have been three-pointers. It's 27-16, a double-digit 11-point lead for the Chucks. Dixon driving left side, kicks it out to Gleason. Gleason pump fakes, drives in, kicks it out to Wilmoth. A head fake from Wilmoth, and he drives baseline. Now Ward with it, out to Franz. Franz driving, and he loses it, but it's tipped out of bounds. Weaver punched it out as Franz kind of just got a step out in front of Weaver, and Weaver just had enough room to punch that ball out of bounds and stop Franz from getting a good look at a layup. Here's Dixon for three from the corner. It's no good. And Franz will get the rebound after Wilmoth dove in to about four Punksy defenders to poke it back out. So the Owls will maintain possession here. Wilmoth looking for Gleason down low. A.J. Gleason goes to work. Up and under move, but he's blocked. He's blocked by Ryan Hegley outside to Kangersley. Pump fake on the three, gives it to Noah Weaver. Weaver will take the three, and that one's no good. But Hegley's there to clean it up. Ryan Hegley with his first bucket of the game, and it's 29-16 with just over 3 minutes left in the third quarter. So the Owls with a fantastic first quarter, and since then, they've been outscored 24 to 5 in the last 12 minutes of gameplay. almost 14, 13 minutes and 10 seconds of gameplay. Been outscored 24-5. So Ryan Ward is going to come out of the game. Nolan Rulo comes back in. Almost called him Nolan Ryan there. Great pitcher. Dixon inbounds with 2:59 left. And he can't find anybody. So it's going to be I don't know if they called it time violation or if Coach Bernardi got the timeout. Yeah, it looks like Bernardi got the timeout. So we'll take a tax in timeout as well. It's Bradford Owls basketball. Currently down 29-16 to the Punxsutawney Chucks. Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to the third quarter from our tax-in timeout for Owls basketball on WESB Sports. 2:49 left in the third. And again, Punxy in the midst of a 24-5 run. Here's Dixon inbounding to Rulo. Rulo hands it off to Franz. Franz works his way inside, and a little step back from 6 feet out is good for two. So Franz gets his first bucket, and we really need Franz to get going because usually him and Cameron Austin are going back and forth as the leading scorer of the game. Austin's still on the bench here, and Franz just now got his first bucket. And now Coach Jake Perrin of Punxsutawney will also take a timeout. So we'll keep it here as we just came back from our tax-in timeout, which, of course, was brought to you by Tax In Restaurant at the intersection of Routes 219 and 59 in Lewis Run, PA, with the best handmade pierogies around. Thank you to Tax In and the Owls senior night here as they try to come up with some answers. And the only obvious difference from the first quarter to the rest of the game is the absence of one Cameron Austin. He had 5 points in that first quarter. He came out early in the second. And unless I totally missed something, I don't believe he was injured. And he wasn't in foul trouble, especially not in foul trouble that would keep him out of the second half. And now I believe Franz is getting called for another foul. That one I don't think he did much of anything on. He's just standing in a bad spot, I guess, but he'll get called for his second foul, team second as well. 2:15 left in the third, 29-18. Here's a nice drive here and a travel by Hegley. So Punxy turns it over, and the Owls need to get a little momentum going. They can get Dixon fired up, get Franz scoring. Wilmoth's always working, so that won't change. Wilmoth comes out to collect a pass on the right side. Feeds Rulo down low. Rulo working, trying to avoid the jump ball scenario. He kicks it back out. Wilmoth is going to drive in. It's tipped out of bounds by Punxy, and it'll stay Bradford ball. So 29-18, Punxy still leads. And now it's kind of gotten – I mentioned during the halftime show that the Owls' offense looked a little sloppy there in the second quarter. Now it's kind of sloppy on both ends here in the last couple of minutes or so. Inbound goes to Franz. He can't quite handle it, so it's tipped to Gleason. He can't quite handle it, so it's tipped to Wilmoth. And Wilmoth can't handle it, so it goes out of bounds. I mean, a really strange possession there. The Owls just need to shake off whatever funk they're currently in. Punxy coming down the other way. 1.5 minutes left to go in the third. Here's Weaver. Cross-court pass to Hegley. Hegley looking for Kingersley. Franz almost gets some fingertips on it, but can't quite reach it. As they work down here inside of a minute, do the Chucks. You know, with an 11-point lead, very content in running clock. Weaver's going to drive in right side. Layup's no good, but he draws a foul. It's either going to be on Gleason. Yeah, it's on A.J. Gleason. His first, team third, and the refs are starting to hear it. Actually, just this one ref in particular is starting to hear it a little bit from the crowd. So Weaver goes to the line, and his first shot is good. AJ Gleason and Isaiah Fitton both in the game now. Fitton just came in for Wilmoth. A little confusion here on a substitution for Punxsie, but they've got it figured now. Weaver's about to take his second shot. And that's good as well. So back up to a 12-point lead. Should it be a 13-point lead? It probably should. Yeah, okay, they fixed the scoreboard here. So it's a 13-point lead, rather, 31-18 with 57 seconds left in the third quarter. With Isaiah Fitton entering the game, it's Fitton, Dixon, Rulo, Franz, and Gleason. Fitton with it on the right side, goes to work out in the perimeter, gets a high screen from Rulo, fakes it, goes the other way, puts up a tough shot, doesn't go. Gleason tries to fight for the rebound, and it's knocked out of bounds by Punxsie. Punxsie trying to get a sub in here, but refs didn't see, so Dixon will inbound. Fitton takes the pass. Wow. So Fitton takes the pass before the half-court line. And his momentum carried him into the backcourt very slowly. But he went, I don't believe he could stop himself. So he got called for a backcourt. And when he got called for it, he slammed the ball down and was called for a technical foul. So Kangersley is currently at the line taking the technical free throws. And then Punxsie will also have possession. He missed the second, made the first, missed the second. And now Punxsie will have possession. So it's 32-18.
Play smart, Red. Let them make their mistakes. Come on.
Here's the inbound to Kangersley with 37 seconds to go in the third, not in the game. 32-18, 14-point lead for the Chucks. They've been slowly just building since the second quarter. Kangersley working up top. Started by A.J. Gleason. Gleason reaches in, almost gets his hand right on the ball. They switch over. Dixon guarding now. Kangersley loses it. Rulo trying to pick up the loose ball, but Punxsie just dives on the ground for it, which is what you're advised to do. Franz does come away with a steal, and he's trying to feed Gleason low, and Gleason would have had a clear fast break wide open layup, but Franz is stolen.
Red, no fouls! No fouls! Just contest!
0.6 seconds left, so the Owls are going to have enough time just to tip it in right quickly. Gleason turns around, and it's high off the glass. No good. So that's it for three quarters down. There's one final frame left to go. 8 minutes to play, and the score is 32-18. Punxsie leads. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Fourth quarter of action. One more frame to play. The Owls are currently down by 14. 32-18. Punxsie leads. The Owls, actually, would you believe me if I told you, they dominated in the first quarter. It was 11-5 after the first 8 minutes. And from there, Punxsie has gone on a 27-7 run over the last 16 minutes of gameplay. The Owls scored 3 in the second quarter, 4 in the third quarter, and Punxsie scored 12 in the second and 15 in the third. So Owls will start the fourth with possession. Inbound goes to Wilmoth. It's Jared Wilmoth, Dalton Dixon, Jake Franz, Ryan Ward, and Nolan Rulo. Ward with it. Gives it to Franz on the right side. High screen from Rulo. Franz goes middle, kicks it to Ward on the left. Now Franz with it again on the right side. Ward goes out in motion. Rulo comes up for another high screen. They get the switch, but the pass isn't there. So Rulo will go back down low. A little behind-the-back move by Wilmoth. Almost loses it, and it's tipped out of bounds. And last touched by the Owls. So another Bradford turnover. Full court press broken through by the Chucks. Kangersley driving, and he's hit hard by Dixon. Dixon thought he was going up And instead it was a bit of a Euro step, like maybe a head fake in one direction. So while Kangersley, his weight was shifting towards the left, Dixon went straight into him with it and knocked him in the shoulder. I believe it was completely inadvertent, but I think we might have another technical here.
Yeah.
It's usually not a technical if it's on accident, but it's exactly what it is. And now the ref is stopping him from being subbed out. So Kangersley, in the meantime, made his first free throw and his second. We have no idea what's going on with Dalton Dixon. Now he's allowed to be subbed out, apparently, as Chase Weinberg and Talon Reese enters the game. So it's Chase Weinberg, Talon Reese, Jake Franz, Ryan Ward, Nolan Rulo. 34-18, Punxsie leads with 7:16 left in the game. Punxsie inbounds after the technical foul. I mean, it could have been a flagrant, I guess, but even that has to be intentional to be a flagrant foul, and Dixon wouldn't have had to leave the game afterwards. Steal by Franz. Ref gets in the way here, and then it goes out of bounds on Franz. So he couldn't get to the ball because the ref was standing at half court. So he had to run around the ref, and by the time he got to the ball, it was out of bounds. So inbound. Oh, maybe it was. Okay, so Dixon is going to re-enter the game. There's a baseline drive kicked out, almost lost it. But Punxsie hangs on to it. So Presloyd with it. He goes to Weaver. Weaver gets a high screen and drives in right side, kicks it back out. Down low, pass for three. The three is up and no good. Reese tips it. Great. I don't know if it was on purpose, but Talon Reese just had a great play as he goes up for a rebound. He was outsized by just about everybody else down there, and he just elevates and tipped it downwards off the shoulder of Donnie Nice. So it goes out on Punxsie, and it's Owl's ball. It's still a 16-point game, 34-18 with 6:12 left. Reese working towards the right. And an offensive foul. It is an offensive foul. I thought maybe a moving screen charge to Franz, but they called him for an offensive foul. His third, team sixth. Punxsie will inbound with just about six minutes left to go. Presloyd with it. And there's another foul on Franz. And that one was kind of legitimate. He came in with a little hot there and bumped in as he was trying to trap. I believe it was Presloyd. Yeah, Zach Presloyd. So Presloyd will go to the line for a 1-1. Shot is no good. Presloyd gets his own rebound, but Weinberg comes away with a steal. Now Franz drives in. Left side layup is no good, but he's fouled. Thank goodness that one was called. Franz hits the floor. He pops up okay, though. 34-18, Punxsie leads with 5:49 left in the fourth quarter, and this game has just kind of devolved into chaos. Franz will go to the line for two. First shot is up and good. Franz set to take one more. And that one is long, but Presloyd with the rebound. Punxsie coming back down the other way. Weinberg with the steal. Weinberg hits Franz. Baseline. Franz working. Layup is no good, and Franz hits the floor again. This time, no call. And Franz with another steal as he gets up and runs it back down. Franz just hustling. He goes in for another layup. It's blocked by Nice. Weinberg gets the rebound, puts up one of his own, and that's no good. Now Punxsie coming back down to the other end. Ryan Ward, and there's a trap set up on the sideline, and Punxsie has to take a timeout. 34-19, Punxsie leads. 5:14 left. We'll take a Tax-In timeout as well, brought to you by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersections of Routes 59 and 219 in Lewis Run, PA, with the best handmade pierogies around. A Tax-In timeout, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
If you are married or are getting married in 2022, you can be in our 34th annual Wedding Bells Contest for a chance at $1,500 and other great prizes. Register to be a contestant now at WESB.com. Wedding Bells 2022 from B107.5 and 100.1 The Hero.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Fourth quarter of action here. Back from the Taxon timeout, 34-19. And I finally get a good look to the sideline here. And see Cam Austin not on the sideline. So he must have exited the game. Now, Austin did have missed a couple of games earlier in the year. So we hope that everything's okay with Cam Austin. He left the game in Warren, I believe, and then missed the next couple. He was able to come back. He eased his way back in to the starting lineup, and since then has been, you know, the Austin that we all know and have seen since freshman year. Prolific scorer, great offensive player, great teammate. And now, obviously was curious about his absence here since the first quarter. Now, without seeing him on the bench, I hope everything is okay with Cam Austin. Hopefully everything's fine. So 4.5 minutes to go here as Punxsie leads 34-19. And there's a layup from Nice. No good, but he's fouled. So Nice will go to the line for two. That foul is on Weinberg, his first, team eighth. And Nice makes the first. So it's now a back up to a 16-point game, 35-19. Second is no good, and Dixon gets the board. So Dixon with a swing across the perimeter. They're going to go inside to Weinberg and back out to Ward. Ward driving right side, spins, puts up the layup, and Nice with another block. Here's Weaver down low to Nice in transition, and a nice feed from Nice to Johns, but Johns can't finish, and Ward will get the board. Ward driving right side, layup, no good. And a blocking foul called on Nick Johns. So Ward will go to the line for two, as that was a shooting foul. 35-19, 3:44 left in the game. Ward makes his first. Wilmoth will re-enter the game as Jake Franz comes out. So it's Jared Wilmoth, Talon Reese, Ryan Ward, Dalton Dixon, and Chase Weinberg. Rulo is also going to enter. Layup or free throw number two, no good. Dixon can't quite get the rebound. Looks like he's forced to jump ball here, though. Yep, and so Dixon just misses out on the rebound, but hustles his way in for a jump ball. It'll stay Punxsie possession, but it will flip that possession arrow back over. So Weinberg will come out for Rulo. Still a 15-point game here with 3:38 to go. Not out of reach yet, but the Owls need to find a way to score. They haven't done much of that. Only 9 points since the first quarter. Punxsie working around the perimeter. Kangersley with it up top. He's going to drive over to the left, and he's double teamed. And he'll get it back again with 3:08 left to go. Kangersley out to Higley, and they work it back into the hands of Kangersley. That's obviously where they feel the most comfortable. Kangersley tries to go down low to Nice, and it's stolen. Ryan Ward out to Reese. Talon Reese for three. It's off the mark. And Kangersley with the board. And Wilmoth is able to tip it out of bounds. So Punxsie will inbound with 2:45 left. Reese comes out, and Nate Gleason comes in. Quality minutes for Talon Reese, only a freshman, by the way. Started a couple games at quarterback this year on the football team. There's a pass down low, right back out to Kangersley. 2.5 minutes to go now as Punxsie going to run as much time off of this clock as they can. Working. Here's a drive to the right side. Layup doesn't go. Wilmoth and Rulo were both there for the rebound, but neither of them got it. Working their way around. And it's a layup, no good on the left side. It's by Johns. He gets his own rebound, and he's fouled. So the foul is on Rulo. It is his second, team ninth. So Johns puts up the first shot of a 1-1. It doesn't go. And that's a Punxsie rebound, but stolen by Wilmoth. Wilmoth out and running, coming back down the other way. Steps back with it to the left side. A little shake and bake driving. And he's called, I think it's Kangersley called for a foul. No, it was Higley. And both Higley and Kangersley will come out of the game here, up by 15 with 1:53 left. Here's the inbound by Bradford. Wilmoth drives in, tries to kick it out to Gleason, and it's off his fingers and out of bounds, so Bradford turnover. So Punksy inbounds, gets it across half court. There's a drive left side, kicked it right back out to Means. And now working, Wilmoth lunges for the steal. It's no good, and Dixon called for the foul. It's on Jimmy Neese, who just entered the game. Jimmy Neese. Oh, wow. Dixon's called for another flagrant. I mean, immediately helped him out. Immediately, so fouled him and then helped him up and was called for another flagrant foul. I mean, usually don't mention it much, but when it's to the point where it makes this big of a difference, three technical fouls tonight, and one of them, you know, one of them called for. Isaiah Fitton had slammed that ball down, and, you know, that's going to get called just about every time. 1:10 left to go. It's 36-20 now. And Punksy just kind of hanging in there, killing a little clock. There's a three-pointer up and off the mark. Offensive rebound. No. Wilmoth gets the board. Wilmoth driving in right side. Jump stop. And it's ripped out of his hands. And it's going to be a jump ball. So it should stay Bradford possession. Another chat here at the scorekeeper's table. And they confirm it is Bradford possession. 36-20. Punksy leads with 37 seconds left. Inbound goes to Wilmoth on the right side. Wilmoth driving. And I believe he's fouled on the floor. Yeah, fouled on the floor by Cooper Hallman. His second, team seventh. So Wilmoth will go to the line for a 1-1. First shot is up and no good. Dixon gets the rebound, kicks it out to Wilmoth for three. And that one's long. Nate Gleason with the rebound. Kicks it out to Wilmoth for three. And that one's no good. Rulo with the rebound. He's going to take it back up himself. And that one's no good. And there's 10 seconds left, and I believe that's going to just about do it here. As Punksy spoils the Owls senior night, 36-20. So for the Owls, 6 points scored in the second half, 9 points scored since the first quarter. So they finish 36-20, 20 points total, 11 of them in the first quarter. So a tough game for the Owls. Obviously, still no sight of Cam Austin. Just hoping everything's cool with Cam Austin. Hoping that. Don't know either way. But they fall quickly after he exited the game after the first quarter. 36-20, the Chucks win on the Owls senior night, and we're going to see Punxsutawney again just 6 days from now in the Class 4A semifinal game in St. Mary's. We're going to pause for about 2 minutes here as I take the opportunity to tally up the stats, and then we'll do a quick game recap in our post-game show. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner Circle. Winner Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
W298CM Bradford.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM.
WESB Bradford.
Back for the Bradford Owls post-game show on WESB Sports as the Owls fall here, spoiled on senior night to the Punxsutawney Chucks, who finished the game 36-20. So a 16-point win for Punxsutawney just 6 days before they will see this team again in the postseason. But we'll get to that in a moment. First, let's talk about tonight and exactly how we break this down quarter by quarter here, because the Owls had every reason to believe after the first 8 minutes of play that they were going to have a good time tonight hosting the Chucks on senior night. So we obviously have a loss to Punxsutawney earlier in the season. It was back on January 21st, and I'm trying to remember if that's when Wilmoth was out. There was a couple spans where we were missing different people. We had a couple of games very early in the season, within, I think, just the second or third week of the year of the season, back in December, where we were without Cam Austin. He came back in time for the Joe DiCerbo tournament. And then later on, we were missing Isaiah Fitton for a few games. We were missing Jared Wilmoth for a few games. Just a few guys here and there. They've all made their way back eventually. I think that January 21st game in Punxsie might have been when Jared Wilmoth was out. So, you know, anytime you look at the team, and if it's got a different look, they've played much differently, obviously, without their starting pass-first point guard. So with Wilmoth back in the lineup and an 11-5 lead after the first quarter, it's logical to think that, hey, we play this team better with Jared on the floor. And that first game in Punxsutawney was not a clear indication of our ability to play this team. Well, that wasn't exactly how it went, at least not after Cam Austin exited the game. So first quarter, the Owls jump out in front. They're active all over. Cam Austin with 5 points in that first quarter. Nolan Rulo's active in the paint, and Jared Wilmoth gets involved as well. They put up 11 points in the first while holding Punxsutawney to 5. And then in the second quarter, again, Cam Austin comes out at some point, and everything turns around very quickly. So the Owls are held to 3 while Punxsutawney puts up 12. And Gabe Kangersley, now I'd done my due diligence before the game, and I had read, and Kangersley's name kept popping up. 2 days ago on Wednesday, they lost a 1 point loss to Homer Center, 65-64. Kangersley had 15 points. In the game at Punxsie, they had a 6 point overtime loss to St. Mary's. Kangersley had a game-high 16 points. He scored 7 of them in the fourth quarter. So Kangersley's name kept popping up, and boy, he was on fire tonight. He went 4-for-4 from three-point land and then also put in some from the line. But he really got going early in the second quarter, and Punxsie outscored the Owls 12-3 there to make it 17-14 going in the first half. So as the Owls had the lead for most of the first half, Punxsie was able to take it just before halftime, and they take that three-point lead into the locker room. We come out for the second half, and again, the Owls are limited offensively. They put up just 4 points in the third quarter, while Punxsie is able to run out that lead to 32-18 as they put up 15 points of their own. In the fourth, it got quiet on both sides. A lot of Punxsie's guys came out in the second, the last 4 minutes or so of the game. But either way, it got a quiet from both teams. Punxsie put up 4, Bradford put up 2. It's a final score of 36-20. Leading scorer for Punxsutawney, leading scorer of the game tonight is Gabe Kangersley. He had those 4 three-pointers. So there's 12 points there. He also went 3-for-4 from the line for a total of 15 points on the night. And next up for the Chucks is Donnie Nice. He was their forward, their center, really. I mean, he's a tall, lanky kid, but also strong enough and quick enough to work down low like a true center, which you don't see an absolute lot of in high school basketball, but we did tonight. He finishes with 11 points. Then we have Noah Weaver had 4 points, one bucket, and he was 2-for-2 from the line. Kyle Nisbet had 3 points. Ryan Higley had 2 points, and Jimmy Nice was 1-for-2 from the line for 1 point. On the other side of the score sheet, it was Nolan Rulo leading for the Owls. It was 8 points for Rulo. 8 points for Nolan Rulo. Then we have 5 points for Cameron Austin, who put all five up in the first quarter. Then we have 3 points for Jake Franz and Nate Gleason, and 1 point for Ryan Ward and Dalton Dixon. So the Owls again fall here on senior night, 36-20, and that wraps it for the regular season. So they will head out on the road for the postseason next Thursday. The game as of right now is scheduled next Thursday. That's February 24th at 6 p.m. in St. Mary's. The Owls will play this Punxsutawney team again for the Class 4A semifinal. Winner will advance to face the reigning District 9 Class 4A champion, Clearfield. And that championship game will be March 1st at Tippin Gym in Clarion University. So the Owls are guaranteed one more game, and hopefully with the opportunity to play two if they can beat this Punxsy team that they have lost to twice here now in the regular season. We'll see how that plays out. We'll bring that game, obviously, to you here on WESB Sports next Thursday. If it's not played on Thursday, then we'll bring it to you when it is. Coming up this weekend, though, tomorrow is an NCAA basketball double feature, not necessarily back-to-back. Texas Tech at Texas is going to start at 12:15, followed shortly thereafter by Florida State at Duke tomorrow on WESB Sports. So that is it for us here. For my sound engineer and producer, Igor, tonight, this is Jimmy Kaltz from the Owl's Nest, bringing you Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.